This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. 230 U.S. athletes will be in Sochi, Russia for the Winter Olympics. And some of them, along with their family members, will have an extra layer of protection, a kind of medical and security coverage in the event of a terrorist attack. A Boston company called Global Rescue is providing this service. And its founder and CEO, Dan Richards, says the firm will have a network of aircraft on standby and its own personnel on the ground in case of an emergency.
The people that we have deployed in the region are paramedics, but they also have deep experience in the military, many of whom are veterans of the special operations community, in environments like what might occur in the aftermath of a terrorist attack.
We met Richards in his downtown Boston office recently, and he told us that the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association, or USSA, has been a Global Rescue client for several years, and its teams will now have the company's services at the Olympics if needed.
Most of what we do for USSA is medically oriented, because when you look at their athletes and the needs that they have, they're typically much more likely to have a medical problem than they are a security-oriented problem.
Breaking a leg maybe while skiing.
Look at the downhillers. They're going 80 miles an hour, you know, in these downhill races, or the aerialists. They're 30 or 40 feet in the air. We help them deal with those difficult medical issues.
But in Sochi, of course, there's this terrorism fear or concern, however valid it may end up being. So that's a new element of the service you provide this time around.
That's correct. I mean, certainly if you look at the track record of terror in this region over the last 60 days, this is real things that are happening that are resulting in people being injured and killed. I've been asked previously, is this an overreaction to have as many security personnel and all the preparations going? And I don't think it is.
Let's do a Sochi hypothetical. There is a terrorist attack of some kind. Maybe it's at the games. Maybe it's at some public transportation location near the games. What do you do when you find all this out?
Obviously, the first line of response is going to come from the Russians. Where Global Rescue then comes in is immediately following the identification that some of our members have been impacted. We'll start managing their cases directly on site, whether it be at the clinic or hospital, wherever it is that they end up getting transported to. If there's a mass casualty situation, we'll also respond and be as effective as we're able to be. So, for instance, if they wanted to go to Europe or all the way back to the United States, we'd be able to do that for them. The likelihood that there is a large-scale event that disrupts the Olympics or prevents them from continuing is extraordinarily small.
Because the security will be so high at the Olympics?
That's correct, by the Russians. You know, I was asked in another interview whether or not I would bring my family to the games. And the answer I gave was yes.
Is that because you feel like you have to as a show of confidence in your company in the U.S.?
No, I don't think that that is why I said yes. I said yes because I really do think that the environment there is, for the most part, a safe one.
That's even though, Richard says, the threat of terrorism, natural disasters, and business challenges related to climate change affect many of his clients, which include corporations and government agencies.
On the security side, we've been involved repeatedly in places like Egypt during the Arab Spring, where we've had clients who have needed to be evacuated, both as the Mubarak regime was being toppled and more recently as the Egyptian President Morsi was deposed. So we've been involved in all of those events on behalf of our clients.
We asked Richards to tell us about the most memorable emergency one of his clients has experienced, and he recalled the story of a corporate CEO.
He was hiking in a part of Peru called the Colca Canyon, which is the world's, by National Geographic standards, deepest canyon. And he slipped off the trail and fell about 50 feet. And he might not have survived had his fall not been arrested by a cactus. So the good news is you survived. The bad news is you landed on a cactus, and that was the mechanism that stopped your fall.
Richard says Global Rescue med-flighted the man back to his home in Texas, where he made a full recovery.
Although he said that he was pulling cactus spines out of various parts of his body for months afterwards. So he'd be sitting in a meeting months later, and all of a sudden he'd feel a prick on his leg, and he'd look down, and there'd be a cactus spine working its way out, and he'd, you know, have to stop and pull the thing out, and it's quite an experience.
That's kind of a horrible and hilarious story.
It is, yeah, with a wonderful ending. Every year he calls us and asked to speak to me on the anniversary of his rescue, saying, you know, you saved my life, and just want to thank you.
Dan, thanks very much for talking about this.
It's my pleasure.
Dan Richards is the founder and CEO of Global Rescue, a Boston company that will be providing medical and security coverage to U.S. Olympic athletes in Sochi.